can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be bright.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first ever Bright Body for You radio show. Woohoo! How does it get? Bright Body for You. There we go. I've started off with something totally different. It's actually the Live, Laugh, and Be You radio show. So how does it get any better than that? My name is Audrey Lynette, and I'm your very excited, nervous, happy, go-lucky host for today. How does it get any better than this? This is a really exciting moment for me and for all the people I know who've been asking me to do this for a long time. So I say hello to all of you and everybody else is going to be listening to this later. So thank you for being here. Thank you for listening and thank you for willing to be the infinite beings that you all truly are. I look forward to sharing some fun, laughter, and some amazing tools with you today. And sharing this wonderful opportunity with two very beautiful beings, Linda and Dave Lazowski. Hi, guys.
Hey, hi, Audrey.
Hi, Audrey.
Howdy, hi.
Lynn and David are out in Kansas City, holding the Midwest out there in ease, joy, and glory. And I'm here in sunny California right now, which is really beautiful. And
we're wishing we were there right now because it's like 17 degrees here.
We're enjoying the chilies here.
I'm sending you all the vibrational energy of this wonderful warmth here so we can spread some of that around. How does
there
it get any better than that?
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah. So thank you for joining us. It's so exciting. I think there's been so much energy and preparation for this show that there's so much that we're excited to share with you and willing to offer you and anything that you might like to know that sometimes my mouth gets a little more excited. And those of you who know me and have met me, you get that too.
you might be able to tell that Audrey's not from around here.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forget. See, I perceive that everybody has an accent like mine. But as you probably noticed, I have an accent, and if you haven't picked it yet, it's Australian. I'm originally from Down Under, the beautiful Australian. I wasn't in the outback. I was on the coastal town of Sydney, Australia. So most of you have probably heard about that. My husband always jokes with me and asks me things, so do they have television in Australia? I put a stop to it one day when he said, do they have one-lane highways in Australia? And I'm like, that's it. That's it.
Running water, electricity. Have they ever heard of Hollywood? Yes.
That's okay. We were asked the same questions when we moved to Missouri from Michigan.
Yeah. You folks aren't from around here, are you?
You guys have an accent, and I'm thinking, have you listened to how you guys sound? You're talking about an accent?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, I still think you guys have the accent, so how does it
get
any better than that?
That's true.
So you two will have to be my gauge if I start to say things with the Australian slang, or as I commonly know to do, start to talk really fast, and everybody goes, please let me know.
We already have a catchphrase for that during the show. It's
sure.
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
New Jersey just kicked in. our catchphrase when Audrey gets a little off the highway there is, what the hell are you talking about, Audrey? Real simple and real easy. Audrey, we need to hear a little bit about your background, please. I'm sure we have new listeners who perhaps are meeting you for the first time.
I love it. I'm so excited. I'm more than happy to share that with you guys, and thank you for asking me. Well, my background, originally from Australia, one of the main focuses of this radio show is going to be introducing some of the beautiful tools of Access Consciousness. It's a very wonderful, empowering modality, and the tagline for Access Consciousness is empowering you to know what you know. And when I first was introduced to this about 10 years ago, I was seeking that so totally. My life was so incredibly serious, and I had had so much physical and mental difficulties, health issues. It was insane making my life. So up until I met Access, I'd literally been living in a wheelchair and told that I would never walk again without pain and I would never work again, which for me at 27 wasn't an option. I kept looking at the doctors when they would tell me that, like, Audrey, you just need to learn to manage your pain and live with it. And that wasn't an option for me. I kept asking, please, universe, send me someone in a physical body that knows how to live here in a body and change this, because this isn't my life. I'd been told at the age of four, my parents were told that I was allergic to modern-day living. And a lot of my life, I've spent time in hospitals or off food that I was allowed to eat and I wasn't allowed to eat. It was quite a trip. And then by the age of 12, I was actually told that I would had an old age disease, is the way they called it, which was ulcers under the kneecap. And they told me that by the time I would be 30, I would be in a wheelchair. And, of course, that happened. At 26, I was in a wheelchair. I went out one day to pay a boat license, slipped over, fractured my body's spine, and ended up in the wheelchair. And pretty much for 7 years on, I spent my life on drugs, pain management clinics, all of that just to function. And it didn't feel like a life. And I would keep asking the universe, send me someone in a physical body that knows how to change that. Show me how I can do something different. And I was ready to change. I really wished it. It wasn't happening. It just didn't change. I kept getting bigger. I kept getting unhealthier, in more pain, and the cycle would just begin. So one day a friend of mine called me and said, you know, Audrey, I just had my bars run, which is a technique that you're going to hear a lot about, or if you'd like to hear about, I'm happy to tell you. And I really think this is for you. The guy who invented it or created it, Gary Douglas, the founder, was out in Australia, and would I like to join them? And I was like, hell no. I'm so tired of everybody telling me what's wrong with me and how they can't change anything, and now you're importing them? I don't think so. You're importing people to tell me what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
Or tell me that there's no answers? And bless her heart, she said, that's okay, honey. Well, I love you, and let me know if you change your mind. And, you know, you get off the phone, and I have one of those defining moments where I could hear myself saying, so what part of my healing wasn't I willing to choose? And I was like, okay, I guess I'm going. And I'm glad I did. She made it easy for me, thank goodness, because I may not have ever gone, because I would have kicked and screamed all the way. She drove me. We got parking right out the front, and I walked in. And there was this 60-year-old guy standing in front of me. He looked happy. He seemed healthy. And the stuff that kept coming out of his mouth was like, whoa, kept making me feel lighter and lighter and lighter. And by light, I mean it was like my universe just started opening up. And I realized in myself, wow, this guy could handle my healing. And it wasn't the man. It was the things that he was saying. So the man is a fabulous being, let me tell you. I'm very grateful for him and that he was willing to show up in a hotel in Australia 10 years ago so that I could change my life.
Wow.
So, gratitude for you, Gary Douglas, and all that you facilitated out there in the world. And I'm so happy to be sitting here today as a result of that. One of the first things I ever heard him say was, you're an infinite being and you can change anything. And it made me so happy to actually hear that I literally left the intro laughing and going, I choose to change it. Now, he gave me a few other tools that I'm going to share with some of them today. And if you hear me say a question, which is probably going to happen a lot, like how does it get any better than this or what else is possible, it'll probably sound like I'm repeating myself a lot. But they're actually some of the tools that have contributed to me changing my life. So for the last 10 years, I've used some of these tools, all of these tools that I'm going to share with you, because I never share anything that I haven't actually used myself first, so I know what it does. And within 9 months, I actually had shed 100 pounds and was running. And I came to America to be a facilitator because this stuff was so good, there had to be more. And I ran for the first time, which was such a joy. That joy is amazing, and I share that now with other people. Because the more people that I facilitated these tools with now, the more I get to see just how fabulous it is and what else is possible.
Wow.
So that's been my journey for the last 10 years, traveling the world, speaking to anybody who's willing to receive it or listen, and looking for a different possibility with their body and their life. So I get a call from this man from Kansas City, and he says, "So, you come to Kansas City and do classes? Can we have you come out and do that for us?" I'm like, "Sure." And that's where I met Lynn and David.
Yes, we hunted Audrey down. And we're very grateful for Blossom and Heather and all the other facilitators that all had a part of this to help us. I think it was within probably 4 or 5 minutes worth of emails that popped back and forth. And the next thing you know, I'm talking to this lady. I think I've got Crocodile Dundee's sister on the phone. What the hell have I gotten myself into now? And your energy just came right through the phone. And as they say, the rest is history.
And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful. Thank you. I love that you guys receive that energy. And it is really weird to have an Australian always laughing in your ear. And it happens constantly when we speak. So please know that a side effect of this radio show is you may have bouts of laughter, or you may have to listen to that sometimes, especially if I'm talking. It's the lightness and possibilities that can show up as you start to let go of things that have felt really hard in your life, it can make you feel lighter and more happy and all that sort of thing.
Sort of like the original intent, we think.
Yeah. What if it was all about that? What if it was possible to have that lightness, that joy, and that willingness to live with ease? What if that was possible? Well, enough of that. We'll talk more about that. But seeing as it's our first show, and we're going to have plenty of time together if you choose to play with us again, I'd like to introduce you to David, who has lots to say as well, and hear a little bit about what you're bringing to the playfulness of this radio show, David.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Audrey. And Dave Laskowski, or David, generally Dave when it's nice and easy, when it's light, and David when I'm in trouble, which is often, as Lynn will attest to. But I am a traditional Chinese medicine herbalist and an iridologist. I read the eyes, and a certified nutritional consultant, and I've been doing that for well over 25 years. I'm also a mechanical and electrical engineer by education, which makes me rather anal, but very good at what I do because I'm very methodical in my practice. I'm also recently a certified bars facilitator, which has brought Lynn and I tons and tons of joy.
Woo-hoo.
And yes, that's you're going to learn after a while that woo-woo is the access call. We start huddling up and herding up when the woo-woo comes from the mountain. If Gary and Dane throw that out there energetically, we all turn to the west. But Lynn and I own a alternative healthcare practice here in North Kansas City. We're north of the river here in the Kansas City area, and we live in very rural Oreck, Missouri, which we're thrilled to have with our cats and our critters and varmints and all the wonderful farmers and joyful people that live in Ray County. And we have a very enjoyable practice. Lynn will tell you about herself in a moment, but I have an opportunity since we've become bars trained to, I've done up to 7 or 8 bar sessions in one day, and it's absolutely thrilling. It's absolutely thrilling to be able to facilitate that, to watch the changes that happen to the clients that are receptive to having a session. And what are all the possibilities? We're so thrilled with what we've learned with BARS so far that we are offering classes, which we'll chat about a little later on. And we have Audrey coming back into Kansas City here in February to offer foundation and level one and all kinds of other fun things. So that's a little bit about David. Linda, please tell us a little about yourself.
So you guys just left me for the last, the best,
oh, the
for
best,
the last.
Oh, the best for the
you
last.
Know, best for last.
Oh, golly. Oh, man.
I thought it was part of me being a gravity flow colon therapist because I'm always in the end.
Code Brown. We got
Code
Brown.
Code Brown. So, well, I've been a lot of things in my life. I've been a real estate agent ranking as a million-dollar seller for 2 years running. As a stay-at-home mom, a caterer, manager, I had my own business. And then after my second child, I became a downsizer for a large corporation. And they even made a movie about me, except they chose to star George Clooney instead of me. And the movie was Up, Up, and Away.
I believe you missed that voicemail.
I think I did.
I'm pretty sure they called.
I think, yes. And my kids would call me up and say, Mom, they made a movie about you. I'm like, you're kidding. So during that profession, I was also diagnosed with an incurable infection in my liver, and I was given a very short time to be alive, and I was just at that point 35 years old. So I did not know anything about alternatives or if those even existed. However, I found a magazine that featured nothing but alternative healers. And so I found an article written by a colon therapist, and the article just started to make sense to me. So I called her up, made an appointment, and I did not realize at that moment that I was embarking on yet another life-changing journey. So after meeting the woman and having a consultation, I had my first colonic. And I'll tell you, yep, it was thrilling.
Yeah.
Yep, I had no idea, but once again, it made sense to me, and I felt so good, and what she was telling me was confusing me. She told me that I was one of the most angriest clients she had ever seen in quite some time. I didn't feel angry, however, she kept reinforcing that and reinforcing that until I finally agreed to see a rage therapist. She said I needed to address all the rage and anger and resentment that I was carrying energetically within my liver. Somewhere in my brain, that clicked again, and it made sense. So off I went, and once again, one of the most incredible experiences of my entire life, and I knew I could never go back to corporate America or be what anybody else wanted me to be. I had to find my own path. And I wasn't quite sure what that path was. After a few months, to the astonishment of everyone, including my doctors, I was able to return to work. Only the part that made me so good at what I was doing was no longer there. It was gone. And so once again, I fell into the judgment of what was wrong with me. I never could find what was right with me. I always knew what was wrong with me. So I left there, and within a few days, I knew exactly what I wanted to do. I became a gravity flow colon therapist, and I've been facilitating people ever since, and that's been over 25 years now. During that time, I had to find out what this energy was, how she could pick up energetically that I was this and I was this. So I studied everything and anything that I could get my hands on, any kind of energy work, the body, the empowerment, and I just kept adding and adding and adding to my life and my practice. And about 7 months ago, a client sent us a YouTube link and said, you know, I think you guys would like to listen to this. It has this chiropractor on there. His name's Dr. Dane, and has this other guy with him. His name's Gary Douglas. And she said he's a founder of this thing called Access. So David listened to the clip, and then he asked me, and I listened, and then we listened again and again. And as we listened, the lighter we felt, and all of a sudden these ahas were going off, and we started laughing, and these guys were reminding us of all the possibilities that we had put out there, and what happened to them, and why weren't we getting there, and the questions started swirling, and oh my God. So within a few days, we met our first BARS facilitator, which was Megan Hill in Kansas City, and we had a blast. And from then, there was just no turning back. We needed to get our second class, and we looked around and looked around. We finally found Audrey, and she had come into town many times to do classes. And we asked if she would come in and facilitate our second BARS class. And we told her we wanted to be BARS facilitators. And then after we did that, we knew we wanted more. We were not going to be satisfied just being BARS facilitator. I can't even put into words how much fun and how fortunate we are that we met Audrey. She came in, she moved into our home 5 days at the kitchen table.
You have not lived until you've spent 5 days with Audrey. And I guess to be fair, it's probably that way with many or most access facilitators. But when you stay with Dave and Lynn for 5 days, and you're 35 miles east of Kansas City in the middle of nowhere as a captive audience with the cats going, what the hell is that woman doing? What's that pock pod stuff? What is she clearing? And then the cats go to sleep.
We had five of the most phenomenal evenings around the kitchen table with David going, you girls want some more tea? How about some more crumpets?
Time for cookies and cakes, yeah.
We just talked and talked and talked, and the heaviness kept leaving, and all the judgments and the points of view and everything that had ever bogged us down just kept flying out and out. Every day I would come in and I would see my clients, and they would ask me, what are you doing? What is happening to you? You look so different. Who's here? And I'm like, oh my God, you've got to meet Audrey, blah, 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 blah. And we just kept going and going and going. So what we realized after Audrey had done her magic here is that when we started running BARS on people, and then they were having a colonic, their ability to let go of all this toxic waste was like maximized, and it just opened up all these possibilities for them to receive even more. What a powerful, infinite being they were. Sometimes I truly believe it is my point of view that sometimes people coming into access, they don't have a clue that they're infinite beings. And sometimes you have to clear the muck and mire before they can even hear that. So it's just like speeded up, and they want to know more about this stuff that makes them more logical and saner and lighter, and they want to know more about how does it get any better than this, and who does this belong to, and because every time they say it, they feel better, and they don't understand why. So it's just rocking and rolling, and you know, we're having the time of our lives right now, and I personally get wonky. I love that word. Don't you guys love that word,
yeah, wonky?
Wonky? Oh, my God. I'm like, wonky, 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 thinking about all the possibilities that wait for the three of us. And, you know, three is a very powerful number. It's a number of communication and expression. So what else is possible? And I want to just thank you, Audrey, for the invite to do this unique radio show. How does it get any better than this?
That does it, honey, and I'm so glad that you guys are willing to play.
We've been playing all our lives. We just, you know,
just didn't find the right playground.
We didn't have the right playground. You know, I always knew I was a powerful being. Mm-hmm. However, I always had the blueprints to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You came in and gave us the building permits. That's the best I know how to put it.
You know, it's kind of interesting that Lynn and I work together, and we spend basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week together, mm-hmm. and we don't argue, we get along very well, we're best of friends. We don't love each other, we live in gratitude of each other, and we compliment each other, and we work towards, we don't have goals, we work towards targets, and we are enjoying life immensely now, as we have, not always, it hasn't always been that way with five kids, and lots of changes, a lot of health issues over the years and things like that. But what we have learned is that both of us, since we were about 6-7 years old, knew things were not the way they appeared to be. And as we started delving into Access a little at a time and listening to 2 minutes here and 3 minutes there, and Gary and Dane are famous for sending out little videos and audio clips and hearing them on a variety of radio shows, and getting these little snippets of another tool or another way of looking at something or another possibility, and being able to sit back and on our 40-minute ride into work or our 40-minute ride home, analyzing our lives and looking at it and saying, wow, we've been in judgment of that, or boy, have we been confused on that? No wonder it's been such a struggle. And when you start clearing all these things out of the way, life becomes filled with ease, joy, and glory. Another famous line from Access. Audrey, what else is going on? What are the
where are we going, Audrey?
Where are we
what
going?
Are we doing?
You're driving.
Okay. Well,
there's an Aussie behind the wheel.
There's an Aussie behind the wheel. How does it get any better than that? As I was listening to you, I'm like, wow, yeah, really. On this radio show, you have a colon therapist, a Chinese herbalist, and a certified Access facilitator. What do you get when you throw that mix in?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Are you willing to find out?
Yes, let's go. Let's go.
And so thank you all for listening to us and letting us give you a bit of insight into where we've come from. And you've probably heard so many things. You've heard us talk about the bars. And if you're brand new and never heard of Access or any of us, and you keep hearing the word the bars, it isn't necessarily you going down to the local hotel and grabbing a drink. So a lot of us have probably done that at some point just to feel happier and lighter. It isn't necessarily that. The bars is actually a technique that we've used, first thing that came out of Access Consciousness, and it's a phenomenal hands-on technique that can really release lots of judgment out of your life. It's very simple, it's very easy, and it's very relaxing. There's a website, the www.accessconsciousness.com website, and if you go there, you'll be able to read about the bars and anything else that you may hear us say over the course of the rest of the show. You'll be able to find somewhere on that website. You can also go to the websites for David and Lynn and myself. You can go to www.audreylynette.com or www.viableoptions.com. And we have lots of stuff on those websites as well that are our version of what we got out of these amazing tools. The other thing I keep saying is amazing tools. And you're like, okay, well, throw me a bone then. What tool you got up your sleeve?
You've got lots up your sleeve, little Aussie girl.
I do. How does it get better? And you've been actually hearing some of the really dynamic tools. And by tools, I like to use the word tools, because how many of you have ever been in business or practice for yourself and you have these equipment or tools or ideas that support your business and your practice? Well, in life and living, what I've come to learn from being able to change my whole life around using these tools is that I have a toolkit now that whenever an obstacle or some area of my life seems stuck, there's a question or an awareness that can change that reality. And one of the first things I ever heard from Access, and it's something that you'll be able to identify from now on what the tools are, is that a question can empower you, the infinite being that you are, to know what you know. So it's like questions empower you to know what's true for you. And answers, however wonderful they are, can be disempowering if they aren't actually true for you. And how many of you have actually been told something by anybody? For me, it was the doctors. They told me that I wouldn't ever walk again without pain. Now, when I heard that, I was like, really? That does not feel very light to me. Surely that can't be my truth. And it wasn't. However, it was an answer that these wonderful beings that were helping me in my life were coming out with. Now, does that make them wrong for giving me that sort of answer? No. It's like I was in pain and I did have to learn how to manage it. However, it didn't feel light to me and I wished to change it. And so when I came along to Access and I heard that a question empowers you to know, all of a sudden I became aware that I'd actually already known. I'd actually known that I could change something. I actually knew what it was that was true for me. Not all the time. Sometimes I've been caught. But I, at least knowing that there was a possibility to do that, I started asking questions all the time. And one of the questions that you've heard us say multiply throughout the show so far is, how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? Actually, that's two. I can't just give one without the other.
There you go.
What else is
possible? It's a two-for-one sale.
Yeah, it's a twofer.
Two-for-one. Yay. And that tool has so many, that question in itself, if you just take a moment to look at it, how does it get any better than this? Now, when I heard it, I was like, woohoo! How does it get any better than this? Okay, well, show me. And it's a bit what that thing is doing. When you ask a question like, how does it get any better than this? How do you all feel? Do you have a sense of lightness about it? Or possibilities? Some maybe not. I know when I first came to America, a few people heard me say, how does it get any better than this? And it's like, why are you asking that? Doesn't get any better than this. And I would be like, oh, whoops, okay. And that's how, if you've been through a lot of stuff, if you've had a lot of struggle in your life, it may seem like, what is this bird saying, how does it get any better than this? You know, I'm where I'm at. But if you have an inkling inside of yourself that there's a different possibility, when you ask, how does it get any better than this, it can empower you to have something even more show up. Does that sound like fun?
Yes.
We've proved it many, many times.
Yeah.
And I guess you have to be careful with that, and the explanation is really appropriate, because how does it get any better than this can almost sound desperate for somebody that doesn't understand the concept.
Absolutely. And I have said it in desperation.
Just going to say that.
Yeah.
Most often I'm like, how does it get any better than this?
That's nice to be able to put some inflection on the phrase.
Yep.
It's like, how does it get any better than this? Whether it's for something good or whether it's just to get you out of a big pile of doo-doo.
Yeah.
Yep, very true.
Okay.
Very true. Well spoken.
Uh-huh. How does it get any better than this? So one of the ways we suggest everybody use it is whenever you receive money, for instance. How cool does that feel? I mean, hello.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, very light.
Thank you. Light
and green. Light and green.
Yeah, baby. How does it get any better than this? And then the universe can go, Audrey would like better. Woohoo! What else is possible? So whenever you receive money, if you ask, how does it get any better than this? The universe knows that you'd like better because you've asked the question.
Yes. Yeah. I've had clients that were going to pay for one colonic, and as I reach for their card, I say to myself, how does it get any better than this? When by the time I'm pulling their card through the credit card machine, they're saying to me, you know what? I think I'm going to go ahead and buy a series instead.
Ten of them.
Ten of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that I am like, how does it get any better than this? Yeah. So
absolutely.
It works. I don't know how, and I really don't care. I just know it works.
And that, so it, please, everybody, feel free to use that. Some of you have already heard it and probably are thinking in your head yourself, wow, that's really awesome, and have plenty of stories of how that tool's worked for you. And please know, we would love to hear that. If you have this tool and you're using it and you come out with some really great aha moments and joyful expressions that you want to share, please email us. You can do that at livelaughandbeyou@yahoo.com. We're always happy to hear just how these tools are working for you. And if you have any questions about, okay, so what else can I use, or ideas that you'd like to hear from us about the show, please feel free to email us there as well. And it's at livelaughandbeyou@yahoo.com.
We'll have towards the end of the show, we'll reiterate all of our contact information for you, and you'll be able to go to our BBS webpage or any of our multiple websites, and find that we are very accessible, no pun intended.
How does it get any better than that?
Better than that.
And towards the end of the show, Audrey and I can put our feet up as David does the house chores.
Does
it get any better than that?
You're a resident domestic engineer, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
I'm very grateful for David and all his capacities to be engineering and anal, as he said in the beginning.
That's right.
He's ensured that we actually, Lynn who floats and me who laughs, to get into a sort of a system so that we can be here and concentrate our efforts for you in any way possible. So thank you, David, for doing the paperwork.
Well, you're more than welcome, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity. May I share a story with our listeners?
Yeah.
A recent time story that happened to Linda and I that is a wonderful example of how does it get any better than this?
Yes. Yeah. Woohoo!
Well, I had a 2001 truck that had 251,549 miles on it, and the transmission went out. Actually, the reverse went out. So there was no way that we were going to go backwards anymore. So.
And tell them what happened. You had come here for lunch.
Yep, came for lunch and one of my multiple jobs. And
we had talked, and we were talking about access. And David's like, you know, we've gone far enough in access that there's just no way we can go in reverse any longer. He leaves here, and 15 minutes later, he's calling me to tell me that he just lost reverse in the truck.
So we're looking at several thousand dollars worth of repairs on a very, very old truck that had served us well. So off to the car dealer we go. So we go to the car dealer, and we're obviously going to start looking at vehicles. We looked at new ones. We looked at used ones. We saw they pulled up a fairly brand new Jeep Grand Cherokee, loaded leather, every bell and whistle known to man in it. It was red because I like red vehicles, so I knew the universe was listening. They gave us the keys, said, take it for a ride. So around the block we went, and we loved the Jeep and came back in, and he said, well, let's work on the numbers.
Well, first, back up again, David. We did one of the access things. We walked around the Jeep. We put our hands on the front and said, oh, pretty little Jeep, do you want to come home and be our truck?
Yep, I keep forgetting that what we do on a normal everyday basis, sometimes we need to share with others.
Yes.
So we go for a ride in the Jeep, bring it back, and they're going to work the magic on the numbers. So we're sitting down, and the sales manager says, well, we got everything okie-dokied, and we can put you in this Jeep, and it's going to cost you $600-plus a month. And we said, that's not going to work. How does it get any better than this? And they kept looking at us because we were saying that a lot. So they went out in the parking lot and looked at a few other vehicles, and then lo and behold, they found another little red car, four-door Nissan, that 2011, very low mileage, all kinds of bells and whistles, had everything we wanted on it, 40 miles to the gallon, take it for a ride. bring it back. How does it get any better than this? And we touched that car, and it wanted to come home with us. We could feel it energetically. So they worked the magic on the numbers, and lo and behold, it was well affordable for us. It was well within our budget. They could put us in it today. Not a problem with getting the credit. We're sitting there with the office manager as he's working out the numbers, and we said, how does it get any better than this? Well, we can make sure that you have 10-year, 100,000-mile full warranty on this vehicle. How does it get any better than this? We can take care of, for the next 100,000 miles, all your oil changes, all your maintenance, at no cost to you. How does it get any better than this? I'm lighting up like a Christmas tree. Lynn and I just keep staring at each other going, how does it get any better than this? How does it get any better than this? Before you know it, it was full of gas, filled it up. Everything was washed. Beautiful vehicle that was happy to come home with us. And they had taken care of us. Coffee, lunch, the whole nine yards. It was just an absolutely perfect afternoon, which could have been a very anxious thing because the truck wasn't going to be drivable and we didn't have any way to get around. But lo and behold, how did it get any better than this? What are all the possibilities? And our lovely little red car is serving us very well. So, Audrey, there's a perfect real-time example of how does it get any better than this?
Yes. That's what I love to hear. Like, I have stories that have been, I've been passing around for 10 years in my own life, and it's always phenomenal to hear the people who are using it right now and their stories. And I'm so glad you shared that with us, David. Thank you. And congratulations, by the way. Woo-hoo.
Yes, we're very excited and very grateful. And how does it get any better than this?
I look forward to getting driven around in it when I come out.
Well, there you go. Well, there you go.
You and me, Audrey.
How does it get any better? It sounds like you're not going to get the truck, David, so
no.
You just have to borrow my rental.
Yeah. Well, Linda gets to drive it all the time now, so I'm known as Mr. Daisy now.
Yeah, I'm driving Mr. Daisy around.
But that's okay because it has an MP3 player, and what I do is we're members of the World Pooja Network, so we download Gary and Dane shows, and we listen to Rika and a whole bunch of other folks. And we have lots of audio files, so rather than listening to trauma and drama on talk radio or music that maybe we don't like, we get to listen to empowering access consciousness shows.
How does it get any better than that, and what else is possible?
We're the wonky two people going down 210 in a little red Nissan doing nothing. Everything is the opposite of what appears to be.
Nothing is the opposite of what appears to be. Everything's
back
the opposite.
And forth, and people are looking at us like, what the hell is going past us?
Just like they're probably listening to you now saying, what are they talking about?
I know. I'm like, what did they just
not
do?
Let's not show them all the tools. Yeah.
You two told me I had to behave. You two told me I had to reel in the scaring everything.
Well, you know, I'm old enough to be your mom, so, you know, I can reel in.
But as an infinite being, age doesn't have any, let's not be concerned. Let's not lock in that judgment here.
I don't have any judgment.
No, okay. Oh, great. She's going to start pouting. Audrey, please save me.
I'll save you, darling.
You're on the West Coast. I'm in Kansas City
here. Oh, honey. Good luck, darling.
Thank you.
What else is possible?
Yeah.
We're taking on a radio show today. I'll take on you two later.
Okay.
How did we get so lucky?
So do we have a theme for next week's show or the next show that we have, or are we just going to follow the energy?
We will follow the energy.
Okay.
I wanted to sort of just highlight the how does it get any better than this again, just a little bit. So even if you're in the doldrums and you're not sure what question to ask, and if you hear nothing else or remember nothing else from us laughing and being the space here on the radio show today, you remember how does it get any better than this, you can start to open up more of the possibilities showing up for you. So please feel free to use that everywhere. There's another place that I wanted to share with you that I use it all the time. Have any of you guys looked in the mirror and screamed?
Twice.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
And get it there. And I have done it in the past. I tend to not do it anymore. And whenever I do that, I'm judging myself when I look in the mirror and go, oh my goodness, I'm too old, or oh my goodness, I'm too fat, oh my goodness, I'm too anything.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of making myself wrong for being what I may be showing up as right now, is I will ask, how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? And just perceive the energy of that, you know, instead of looking at yourself in the mirror and going, ah, what did I do to myself? Or, oh, I'm this, or, oh, I'm that. Looking in the mirror and going, wow, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? Even if it is just, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? If you're willing to stick that on your bathroom mirror, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? You'll start to perceive a sense of lightness and ease within your universe. So all those answers that you've been putting on yourself or on your life can start to change. And a sense of possibility and something else may show up. See, if you let go of some of the things that aren't true for you or some of the judgments that you may have been hanging on to, a whole different possibility can show up. Now, are we going to clear all of that up in one radio show or maybe two? No. But these tools that we're going to share with you over the next every 2 weeks for now that can lighten your universe is really what this is about. Inviting you to a different possibility and inspiring you to know that there is something else possible and that you have a key, you have a tool, you have a possibility to change it. And how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible?
Yeah.
So next time we speak, let me think, what theme could we have? Maybe that all of life could come to you with ease, joy, and glory?
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one a lot.
Or
I want to do
right
that one. Can we do that one? Can we, Audrey, please?
We can do all of life comes to you with ease, joy, and glory. And now you've already heard it. It's already going to start working on you. As well as that other one, what if there was nothing wrong with you?
Oh, that one, when you did that one on me, when you were here, that one brought me to tears.
Mm-hmm.
With all the years of everybody making me wrong,
mm-hmm,
for how I felt about things and how I was deciding things that were different than anybody else's decisions.
Mm-hmm.
So when you said that and helped me work through that, it was Flood City. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But my eyes were always going to stay red-rimmed.
Have they changed, darling?
Oh, yeah, they're back to the beautiful, shiny brown that they were, you know.
Woo-hoo! How does it get any better than that?
Yep.
So we will be exploring all sorts of things, and we love your input. We love your invitation. And for now, it's like, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? Just throw it around or use it diligently. Or if you're anything like me, I was a little obsessive. I replaced anything with how does it get any better than this and what else is possible. And literally, as I said, in 9 months, my whole life had turned around. And over the last 10 years, I've been able to shed 200 pounds. I run, dance, laugh, travel, being anything I choose with these wonderful awarenesses and capacities. And I get to share these tools with phenomenal beings like you and David and Lynn everywhere. So if it feels light, if it feels fun, have those tools, play with them. There's plenty more where that came from, and we will look forward to celebrating even more of that in future shows. And
yeah,
we're
the kind of show that you might, if you're going to be a regular listener, we would encourage you to buy a small package of sticky memos. Because in the beginning, my pockets would be filled with index cards because I would write all these tools down, and then I'd stop at a traffic light and say it out loud two or three times and then try to commit it to memory. Then after a while, it becomes a very normal thing. So I found that instead of getting angry or upset over a situation that I may be in, or a traffic light problem, or a vehicle problem, or something broke at the house, I would simply pull my little card out and start using my access tool, and lo and behold, all the possibilities would change.
Yes.
It would, the washer dryer or the dryer breaking, or something at the office not going right, or clients not making their appointments, and then lo and behold, we'd have five more show up tomorrow, in spite of the fact that maybe one didn't show up today. So it was always staying in the question. And the fact that Access does not have all the answers, we have no answers for you, the listener, at all. But we certainly know that you have the answers, and we would like to help facilitate that out. I guess, is that the proper way of wording that, Audrey?
Yeah. It's awesome. It's like one of the tagline for Access Consciousness is empowering you to know what you know. And when I came to Access, if I had been given another answer, I probably would have hit the roof, because I was about fed up with all the requirements of all the answers about what was going on for me. And one of the things that has changed my life totally around is a question can empower you to know. And the questions that we'll share are going to be free for everybody to use and totally allow you to use them or not. They're just a gift. They're just an awareness. If something makes you feel lighter, please, it could expand your possibilities. And if it doesn't, let us know. Ask us a question. And there may be another question that works for you. So if you're always willing to be in the question, you can have the peace and ease as a possible or true for you. So what would it be like if you could know what was true for you, no matter where, no matter when?
There we go. There we go. We have just a little bit of housekeeping. We wanted to remind our listeners that we do have some upcoming Access classes over in Bonner Springs, Kansas. Julie is going to be having a BARS class and on the 29th of January, and we're going to be having a BARS exchange. And you can get a hold of Julie at julie@kansascityhealthcoach.com. And then Celia Fox, our wonderful Celia Fox, is having an Access BARS class on January 28th over in St. Louis. So we've got both ends of Missouri covered from east to the west. And then Lynn and I are having a Access BARS class on one on January 21st, and then one on the 22nd, and February 11th, and February 12th. And then we have Audrey is coming into Kansas City on the 16th through the 20th. So we've got possibly a BARS class, possibly an intro night. We're kind of playing with that, but we're very, very, very excited that we're going to have an opportunity to have Access Foundation and Level 1, the new flavor, the new version. And on the 21st of January, I believe Audrey is having an Access Energetic Facelift class in the L.A. area. So that's remarkably exciting. And one of the other Access facilitators in the Kansas City area, Megan Hill, is going to be working on some classes, so you'll have to check on those through the Access Consciousness website. We appreciate everything she does. We wanted to say hello to everybody over at BeVogue in Independence. Hello to all of you.
Yeah, they did good hair.
You know, they do good hair.
Yes, they made me more beautiful last night.
You know, and if your hair isn't becoming, you should be coming to them. I love that one. Independence, Missouri, and that's where Harry Truman comes from. So, you know, it's the straight shooters over there. And we wanted to say hello to everybody in Access Consciousness over in Ireland and Toronto and London and Australia and in the California area, and to the well, of course, to Gary and to Dane and to Rika and everybody else that's in Access, all the wonderful facilitators and Blossom and Heather and
Fiona.
And Fiona. And
my God, it sounds like the Waltons.
Yes, we're doing the Access Walton family. Yes, indeed. And 90 countries all over the world. And what an absolute wonderful set of tools. And if you have any questions for the show, we'd love to entertain those. If you have any comments for the show, we'd love to hear those. Live, laugh, and be you at yahoo.com. And Audrey has a couple of wonderful websites. One is audreylynette.com and then rightbodyforyou.com. And if you wanted to get a hold of Audrey for a private session, or you wanted to check into maybe having her come into your neck of the woods to maybe teach some classes, you can get a hold of Audrey at area code 805 in the U.S., 745-5555. You can get a hold of Audrey. And you can also email her with any questions or further follow-up at accessjoyforyou@yahoo.com. And we have a couple of websites, viableoptions.com. Then we have our Access website, acofkc.net. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're just everywhere. We're everywhere like a rash. But we're having a good time. We're having fun. And how does it get any better than this? And what on earth are all the possibilities? Audrey, what do you think?
I just want to scratch. Yeah.
I had to take a breath there. I went as far as I could on the oxygen I could hold. And that was it.
Breathe, David. That was the thing we said at the beginning. Breathe in.
Breathe out. Well, we're just about on a string here on the yo-yo, so maybe you can wrap it up for us, Audrey, and then we'll let our industrious engineers over at BBS Radio take us out.
And well, no, BBS Radio for taking care of us.
Yes.
And yes.
You go, Audrey.
Thank you both so much. I love the energy that we're being. Thank you, everybody who's listening, for your wahoos and your energy. I know I can perceive it from here all the way in California. And please know, if you haven't even heard of Access before and they're like, what are these people talking about? You can check it out. It's a modality that facilitates tools of consciousness that can change any area of your life. And we have a lot of fun doing it, and we're willing to share anything we have available to you too. So please enjoy them. Our wonderful tools for today, how does it get any better than this, and what else is possible? I look forward to hearing how you enjoyed using them, and I hope our explanation and our sharing has empowered you to know more about that as well. I want to thank Lynn and David for joining us, playing with us, and reminding us of what else is possible. And I look forward to celebrating what else is possible with bodies, with all our wealth of experience in the years before we started using these tools to add to people and bodies everywhere. So what would it be like for you in your life to have more ease, more possibility, and more choice than you ever thought was possible but knew was possible? What will it take for us to access that? Woohoo! How did it get any better than that? And what else is possible?
Absolutely. 2 weeks from now, we'll be back on the air every other week. And keep an eye on our web page, and we'll keep you posted as to what's going on and what's new. So, yes. I think we can have Huey Lewis take us home.